I joined a demonstration Sunday afternoon. It was called partly to make clear that Jews aren't slaves to Trump, regardless of his policies toward Israel. It was part of Never Again action across the country to protest the use of concentration camps to hold people fleeing from persecution, now most urgently on our Mexican border. We were joined by good people of all colors, origins, and faiths, many of whom I know and admire. Justice Jackson, chief prosecutor at the Nuremberg trials, told the world in his opening statement that civilization cannot tolerate the Nazis' wrongs being ignored because it can't survive their being repeated. Never Again and condemnation of the Holocaust was never just about Jews. These were crimes against all humanity. ICE, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and Trump get no atrocities pass. Never Again protested holding kids in cages, separating children from their families, keeping immigrants in concentration camps, plus denying them everything from soap to medical care. It's not okay to do that to people, whatever they look like or the language they use to speak or pray. It's not okay to refuse to help people who are fleeing for their lives. It's not okay to rename refugees illegals and treat them as if they have no rights, even to the basics for survival. And it's not okay for Sheriff Russo to assist ICE to round up decent, law-abiding people fleeing for their lives to the country that promised the world to advance life, liberty, freedom from fear, and freedom from want. And yes, I did call them law-abiding. It's not a crime to cross the border. So we congregated at a park in South Troy and then marched to the Rensselaer County Correctional Facility. Rabbi Gordon reminded the crowd that when Rabbi Heschel was criticized for marching on the Sabbath in the civil rights movement, he responded, "I prayed with my feet." We prayed with our feet, as appropriate when our voices aren't enough. When we reached the jail, we were reminded of the names of people who died in U.S. custody near the Mexican border. We remembered them with the Kaddish, the ancient Jewish prayer for the dead. It's a prayer I recite tearfully, as I have recited it for my parents and others I hold dear. The march was peaceful, and we had been instructed to obey the laws. But a group sat across the road leading to the jail, and eventually people from the county police came to talk to those blocking the road. I saw Mark Mishler, as attorney for the demonstrators, come to join the discussion. I heard them discuss alternatives available to the police. When they got to the possibility of arrest, I heard Mark tell the officer that, quote, "There are people here who lost their families in the Holocaust. As Jews, we have seen these things before, and we're not going to be like the good Germans who stood by and let it happen in Germany. That we will not allow detentions and family separations happen in our country without taking a stand. And that's why the people blocking the road aren't going to leave." Close quote. If they left, they would be tortured by the thought that they had not done everything they could to stop others from being confined in inhumane conditions as their families had been. Never again means never again anywhere. It means that at home as much as anywhere else. We will not be complicit.